A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Episode 32. Sawbone and the crew have arrived on Dantooine to hunt down his next target on the Great Hunt, a farmer by the name of Tomothy Curry. Once they have their target in sights and Sawbone is ready to hit the detonation switch, a shot rings out, knocking the detonator from his hand. Are we going to go around the table for initiative?
Yes. Let me start with Ross.
28.
Caleb?
24.
23 for Chabrub.
Okay, okay. Sawbone?
30.
Get new fucking dice.
Mark?
19.
You are second to last.
Yeah.
All right, take it away, Ed.
I'm going to go get the detonator from Willie.
He hasn't picked it up yet. It's right in front of him. But with your movement.
Bend down and go like this.
And push the button.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
just
sure.
Flop on it.
Why not?
Bend down and get my finger ready to do it, and then just push
no,
it.
No, just
up.
Do it. Just if you pick it up, it's an action.
Oh, okay.
If you just
yeah,
jump
I'll just
and
press it. I'm
okay,
just
so move
and
move.
Press it.
So you run over there,
yep.
And you bend over, and you push the button on the detonator. And right now, so the crowd is starting to panic because there was a gunshot, even though nothing seems to have happened, as far as they can tell, because this is all happening within like 6 seconds. And everyone sees on the stage. An explosion, very contained. both at the same time, within the force field, because it muffles it. So there's like no collateral damage. The guy on the edge, the moderator, he does get blown back. But for the most part, it's contained within those two force fields. For like a second, As the force field tries to contain the explosion, it's just like red from them. It's
just
too much for those force fields, so they kind of pop essentially. And there's just like a little puff of like flame and smoke, and then just a little
Hey, Jabra,
of
Betty.
Their remains. Yeah.
I get a Tupperware container.
No.
He's very close, and everyone freaks the fuck out, and people are now
pure absolute
chaos. Yeah, people are now fleeing. They are running over each other to get out.
I'm gonna yell, "Let's get out of here! Don't carry any of the equipment. Let's get out of here!" And I'm gonna start moving away in the
chaos.
The crowd.
Yeah,
okay.
Yep. Yeah.
My cat vibes.
Meet back at the AV shit.
Who's next?
It's Linz.
Is Linz?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Next up is Linz. Y'all don't know where she's shooting from, so she's going to take a shot, and then y'all can do a perception check.
Yeah.
She's going to take aim, use Deadeye, and shoot Sawbone right in the ass.
Nice.
She's shooting
because he's
ass.
Bent over. What's your reflex?
23.
Jeez. Yeah, she got you right in the ass. She hits you for 16 damage
to the
bum-bum.
Everyone else, give me a perception check. Everyone else.
I don't know. Ed, you can perceive with your butt where it came from.
That made my HP 69.
Nice.
Ed, go ahead and also roll me a perception check, but minus 5.
Perception was a 26.
17 for me. Perception, 18.
Okay.
12. Nat, 20.
Nice.
Yeah. She is back behind, like she's kind of climbed up one of the lighting trees.
Hey, guys, she's climbed up one of the lighting trees a little bit.
Hey, Chubbs, grab her. She's right over by you.
One of the lighting trees that's kind of to the side of the stage.
One of the lighting trees that's to the side of the stage.
Is she herself?
Yeah, and you.
She's in her armor.
With your ass.
She's also in
her
armor.
Does she have a jetpack, or is she...
Notice that she is to the southwest.
Southwest.
About 15 feet up.
If you could notice, it's about 15 feet if I measured it.
Just eyeballing it.
No, that's what Ed noticed with his ass.
Oh.
He couldn't see where it came
you
from, but
what?
He felt it. It was like southwest, 15 feet up.
Something, bet me.
Judging from the trajectory
Sawbone,
of the...
fuck you.
Trajectory!
Of the bullet, 15 feet.
The trajectory.
Hey, Chubra, Linz is right above you. Could you grab her?
Yeah, is she wearing any jetpack, or is she, like, strapped in anything?
Hell yeah, she got a jetpack, bro.
Hell yeah, she got a jetpack, bro.
You know she stays strapped. It's Kale's turn right now.
It's my turn.
Mm-hmm.
Can I? I guess I just like fire at her if she's shooting my friend.
Okay,
I'm gonna whip out them bad boys.
To it.
Nice.
That was a
too
heavy
great for the first one. That was a heavy one, is what we call it. It's good.
On his first shot. Yeah.
Oh no. Yeah, you try to do a little cool spin before your shot. And it's, and there it goes.
Oh, shit.
But your second shot?
Second shot was a 22.
On,
Lindsay.
That's a miss. Next up is Chubrub.
I'm gonna use a force point and force grip the fuck out of her. 25.
25 use the force, Luke?
Yes.
It's actually not good enough.
Dang, y'all.
Really? Fortitude, yeah. Fortitude save over
she's
25.
She's got a good fortitude.
What kind of perks is she running, you know?
Well, when you look at her, you notice that she is wearing armor.
She was a badass when we saw her last time, and now she has friends.
Sure,
that's why I said run.
That's why I said run.
That's why I'm closest to the door, so I can be right behind
y'all should
Willy.
Learn by this point to listen to Willy.
All right,
I don't know why you shot. Like, I was literally going to get up and start running towards the door with Willy.
It's too late now. Y'all are fucked.
That
maybe.
Sorry, I didn't mean to scream.
That was loud.
I am going to use a swift action and surge because I don't like being over here by myself with the big bad bitch. So I'm going to surge and just run. Go ahead and move me 8 diagonal back towards the group.
You guys, Lynn's over there. Lynn's over there. I tried to force grip, but she used
surge back and just literally threw people's legs and over the chairs and just
nope.
The one that y'all noticed earlier.
That guy?
Yep.
Yeah, it's his turn. That's the Rodian. He's going to quick draw 2 blaster pistols and pew-pew at Makanobe.
I will deflect.
Let's see it.
And aim back at him.
I'd like to see you try.
Well, I will.
Oh, your redirect shot.
Redirect shot.
Maybe use
the
force
point. Okay, so it's a 28.
29.
Nice. Damn. So you're going to deflect it. Back at him? Okay.
That's a 26.
Yep.
And he'll roll damage since it was his blaster that shot at you. So.
Oh, roll damage. Okay.
10 damage to himself.
Nice.
Just not ridiculous. Not bad. Next up is a human male. He throws off a cloak and pulls a vibroblade. And...
What's he going to do with that so far away?
He's going to move towards Willy.
Oh, okay. Well, that will do something.
Yeah, he's going to get up on you and take a slash at you.
Okay.
28. Yeah. That hits. Mm-hmm. Okay. 9 damage.
Cool.
That's his turn. Next up is Mark.
I'm going to
walk gingerly.
No. At a gingerly pace towards my closest enemy. And I shall...
I mean, within 6 seconds or less.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm only a couple feet away.
Yeah, you're only like 10 feet away.
Yeah, so 6 seconds. I mean, that's 2 seconds to walk that.
You just kind of sashay.
Yeah.
Sashay away.
Mm-hmm. And and then I'm going to swing my lightsaber at his throat.
Oh, okay. You going after that Rodian dude?
Yeah.
Okay.
25.
It's a hit.
27.
27 damage and wow, in one hit?
Yeah.
Yeah, you fucked his world up. set him down on the condition track and all that.
I'm still combing my beard.
It's just sloughing off by the handful.
He's like, get the gross beard you got. I'm hurting. You fucked my world.
Okay, so the crowd probably hasn't cleared up that much.
No.
It?
No, I would say
slightly.
Slightly.
So it's
they've
thinned,
cleared the
thinned but not like dispersed.
Yeah, they've almost completely cleared like the middle of the floor, but okay. Everyone's like trying to get out.
To get out. Okay. Okay. That guy throws off his cloak and it is a fairly heavily armored Zabrak who pulls a rocket launcher up to his shoulder.
Damn.
And fires a shot at that cluster of y'all. So that's Sawbone, Chubrub, and Kale. So that is a 28 to
everybody?
All three of y'all. Does that hit you?
Yeah.
I have the highest reflex.
Jesus.
So, yeah. All right. You all take 23 damage.
Damn.
From the explosion.
Ooh, that's over my threshold.
Almost.
I'm down on the condition tracks.
And that was the last in the order, so we're back on you, Sawbone.
Well, I was bending over, I think.
Stand up straight. I'm sure with that shot to the ass, you stood up straight.
Yeah, just,
I'm just going to take aim and use that and shoot him in the face then.
Okay.
28
is a hit.
30 damage, Brennan.
30 damage? God, that's a huge chunk.
He's not feeling great.
No, just like just singed off like half the dude's face.
Yeah. Nice. Very nice.
Next up is Willie.
Are there people running around me?
Yeah.
I mean, your people. Persuasion is like crazy good.
I'm going to run.
Please stop hitting me.
Ignore the attack opportunity. Run and tell everybody else that there's people attacking. Not my people. They're the one who attacked me.
Yeah.
Those people are saving me. Those people are bad. I said all that real quick.
So, attack of opportunity.
He's attacking
you're running
me.
Away.
Yeah, whatever.
What's your reflex?
24.
Yeah, he misses.
Cool.
He does clip someone running by, though.
And is biased.
Yeah.
Bad man, good man. Bad man, good man.
Good man.
Like, doesn't do any damage to them, but they definitely get like hit in like the shoulder, and they're like, ow. They're like, I'm being attacked. Get him off me.
NPC thing to say.
Such an NPC. Oh, no, I'm being attacked.
Security, security.
Security. Where's the security?
It's Liz's
Hey,
shot.
Real quick.
Hey, what's up?
When I'm running away,
huh?
I duck a little bit.
Duck a little bit. Okay.
That's smart. You got a big head.
Good call.
Where'd you run to?
You have to stay there the whole time.
All the way over there? How'd you get out?
I was like right here. So wherever the door is.
Okay, you just
everyone's running.
Was with the crowd.
I'm following the crowd.
All right, he's gone.
Gone.
Willie's gone.
Bye. Next up is Lindsay. She's going to take another shot at Sawbone. That's over a 30. I'm just going to roll damage on you. 25 damage. Next up is, my main man, Kale.
I shoot at Linz again.
Okay.
Okay, so the first one misses. That is a 26.
A 26?
For the second one. The second shot. The first one whiffed.
That's a hit.
27 damage.
27?
Yeah.
Nice. Not bad.
Aiming for her eyes. The eyes are the neuters of the face. I'm neutering her eyes. I'm neutering her face.
You're neutering her face.
She has a helmet on.
Yeah. Well, blaster's a blaster.
Not for long.
Yeah.
That was a solid hit. Next up is Chubrub.
I'm going to try and mind trick rocket launcher dude that Linz is betraying him and taking shots at him and trying to kill him. And that if he shoots at her, we'll save him.
Interesting.
She's reneging on the deal.
I like it.
28.
That does beat his will. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. He thinks that Linz has betrayed him and wants him dead and that y'all will help him if he shoots her.
I'm going to start scampering away from the rest of the fight.
So, yeah, he will turn and fire a rocket at Lynn.
Oh, this guy, mark-ass trick, comes over here and hits all three of us, but he can't shoot his own boss up in the sky.
Uh-huh. Yeah, can't shoot at a stationary target.
A single target that's this not moving.
Oops, off to the side. Damn it. Force.
Well, he only rolled an 18 on that one, but he rolled a 26 on y'all.
That's true.
So it's just luck of the dice.
Still take half damage, though?
I mean,
it's up in the air.
He's shooting at her. She's on a like a lighting thing. I'm thinking he just misses and it just goes past her. Next up is Uno.
Oh, Rodian House.
He's going to attempt to tumble away from you. Yeah, he'll tumble just enough squares away so that you can't attack him, and then he'll take a shot at you.
And I will try to redirect shot back at him.
21.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, it would hit, so you deflect it and deflect it back at him.
Mm-hmm. 34.
Yeah, I mean, you hit him with it.
And then you roll for
and
damage.
He takes... Oh, shit. You fucking killed him with that.
Yes!
This guy killed himself.
Basically.
Yeah, I mean, he got him in the throat with that one hit, but yeah, otherwise the dude definitely killed himself.
he's just like, boom, and then, dead.
So yeah, he tumbles. Takes a shot.
That looked really dope. Him tumbling and then from a kneeling position takes a shot at you.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, meh. And then he dies.
Yeah, catch him in the face.
Yeah.
And then I say, he's still crouched. What are you going to say? He's still crouched, but he's got like a
smoking
hole in his forehead.
Yeah. Tumble that.
And he tumbles backwards. Dead.
Actually, next up is... The dude that you ran away from, he lost you in the crowd. Like, you ran away with the crowd, and he's just like, ah, fuck.
Cool.
He's going to charge you, Sawbone. 24, that doesn't hit, does it?
No, it does not.
Oh, shit, no. 26, plus 2 from charge.
Yeah, by 1, because I have a 25.
Nice. He hits you for 9 damage.
Okay.
And then it's Mark's turn.
I'm gonna start making my way towards Linz. I'd like to charge the scaffolding and swing at it.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. You get a plus 2 on the attack from the charge. It's an inanimate object, so just do better than a 15.
22.
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
You hit it.
And what happens?
I mean, it's a freaking lightsaber, so it just, like, slices right through the scaffolding like it's butter.
Mm-hmm.
And then the scaffolding starts to fall over.
What happens to Linz?
She ignites her jetpack and starts to fly.
I need a piloting check for that.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Let's get that piloting check.
She did it.
Whoa, that's
a sassy fucking
one. That's not how that
works. It was a nat 20. I didn't even fucking look at it. I just looked over and I'm like, what was it? It was a fucking nat 20. All
right.
So yeah, no look nat 20. Yeah, she's just literally just as it fell, she just ignites her jetpack and steps off of it. And
so
it's
where
just
is
at
she
the,
now?
At right the here? Exact like, in the exact
okay,
same spot.
Same spot. Okay.
She didn't move in the slightest.
Yeah. Cool. Setting me up for my next move.
The lighting rig falls back to the side. And nope. Nowhere near
fine.
Anybody.
And then lastly is...
Your boy, 3.
Yeah. That dude. He's going
to...
Yeah, he's going to take another shot at Lindsay. Yeah. He fucking hit her.
Nice.
With a missile. Launcher.
Nice.
Just a direct hit with a freaking missile. She's about to get knocked out of the sky. Yeah, he just hit her for 28 damage. So, yeah, he hits her a direct hit from a fucking missile. It hits her for enough to take her down. Another one on the condition track, and it knocks her out of the sky, and she just, yeah, drops.
Yeah, she's 15 feet up. Fall damage?
Uh-huh. Yeah, falling damage. She takes another 8 damage upon impact. Next up is Sawbone.
I'm going to take aim and use Deadeye and shoot her in the face.
Can you see her? No, line of sight?
You can't. Yeah. You don't have line of sight on her.
What do you mean? She's right here.
There's a dude attacking you, Ed.
Oh, okay. I'll shoot him in the face.
Yeah.
All right. It is a 34.
Oh, shit. Roll damage.
Okay. 28.
Damn. That's a lot. Next up is... Willie, he's gone. It's Linz's turn. She will stand, giving you an attack of opportunity.
That is a 25.
Miss.
Even with the down on the condition track and everything?
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
you're
she's
right.
Down on the condition
That's
track.
A hit.
20.
20 damage?
Yeah.
Good. That hurt her. She is hurt.
She get back on her back, though?
No. She's still standing. She's actually going to use another move action to tumble away. She successfully tumbled, so she'll move her full move, which is 6. Next up is Kale.
I guess I'm going to shoot this guy.
Okay.
Her, I don't know. Her damage threshold is crazy.
I mean, I can't affect Linz from where I'm at, but you can hit Linz from here.
Yeah, I'll shoot at her.
I can affect that other dude next.
Well, how tall is the stage? Can they get to her over the stage?
She's just running.
She's just running.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like 4 feet tall.
Okay.
So like,
so she's got partial concealment.
I'm gonna pop at this mofo. Yeah. No, that's a 1. Damn it!
Oh.
Gosh, get rid of that dice.
Shush. Damn it!
Get rid of that dice.
Is it 21?
Is it 21? That's a miss. Chubra, it's your turn.
I'm gonna mind trick the dude next to me and feeding the same story that Linz betrayed him, just trying to kill him. And if he betrays, or if he, you know, helps us fight her, we'll give him safe harbor.
Okay. Don't fuck it up.
28.
So yeah, that's. I mean, yeah, he might. You're whatever. He yeah, turns away right. from. He turns away from Sawmo and is like that bitch. And so now. It's everyone against Linz.
Yay!
Next up is the sword dude. He's going to move to intercept. That's as far as he can go. And then after that is Mark.
I'm going to charge and swing. That was a 14 total.
To hit?
13, sorry.
Sorry, it's not a...
Yeah, I figured.
It's not a good enough hit, yeah. my man.
Fucking dice is this.
Oh, sure. You're a one bad boy.
Next up is the explosives dude. But since you're there and he thinks that you're on his side, there's not really much he can do with the rocket launcher. So he drops it and pulls out a blaster rifle that has an undermounted grenade launcher. So that's his turn. He's last. So returning to the beginning of the order, Sawbone.
All right, I'm going to switch to my blaster rifle and take aim, use Deadeye, and shoot Linz.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got that line of sight.
You sure as shit do. Blast that bitch.
32.
All right, so it's a hit.
That was 42 damage.
42 damage. Yeah, you kill her.
She's running along the back of the stage. Mark and Obi is chasing after. And you get her in your sights and you blast her. And you hit her square in the head. And it sends her helmet flying off. And she just fucking tumbles. And you guys see her like shift through a bunch of like different species and stuff before landing finally back on like her Claudite form. And you see there's just a huge hole in the side of her head. And she lays motionless and she's dead. The other two members of her team...
Like, they're mine now.
They go
I mean,
over
yeah,
to her.
They're on, yeah, they're on
they
your
side.
They
go over to her and they spit on her. So the Zabrak's like, so you guys need somebody? Something you guys hiring? Because I'm officially on the market for a new job. So you guys got anything? You guys help me.
What's your rate?
What's your name?
You can call me Seismic.
Okay. Nice to meet you, Seismic.
It's nice to meet you guys, too.
You got a card?
I don't carry cards with me.
You got a digital online store?
No, what? Why would I have a digital online store?
You do AV work?
I'm guessing by what y'all did that...
Name's Billy.
I know, I see that. Billy and Bob.
I'm Bob.
The little one.
That's Thornton.
Right. Yeah. Jessica.
Who? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm guessing y'all don't do AV work. I mean...
Oh, we do on the side.
No,
it's
I know.
For money.
I saw you it's guys funny. At the Great Hunt on Daxon like a couple of weeks ago.
Wink.
Remember, she broke your finger.
Yep.
We all
okay.
had a good laugh yeah, about
she's
it.
Cat now, though.
Cat's out of the bag now, I guess.
Yeah, so, I mean, if y'all need a hired gun...
You want to join us?
Sure.
It doesn't pay much, but we got a droid who makes a mean breakfast.
Okay.
That's true.
Sure. The security and stuff, they kind of like move in and they don't necessarily surround you guys. They saw one the lightsaber. And since They saw the shots come from the sniper and stuff. They assumed that all that was her. And they thank you for your service. And they ask you to please pack up your shit and leave.
Okay, just remember Billy Bob and Thornton and Jessica for your future AV needs.
Okay,
we're from Electroacoustics, so if you need help with another event, just make sure you let us know.
So I guess you guys start getting that stuff packed up to take back to them.
Yeah.
Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed that long combat session that just happened. it was a lot of fun to do, and there's some really good goofs for that at the very end of the episode. I don't know if you guys have been listening to these, but at the end of the last like 10 or so episodes, maybe less, I've been throwing on like outtakes, stuff that gets cut that I still think is funny. And I should have been doing this the whole time, but it's something new that I've added. But there's some really funny outtakes from this fight, so please go check that out at the very, very end. I just want to thank people who have tweeted about the show and now have characters named after them. I did some of these last week, but we're going to do them again. Tomothy Curry, at Tomothy Curry 1824, who is their target. Lynn Z, the Merciless, which is our good friend, at Hello Lynn's. And Deb Reed Walker, which is for Deb Reed, the host of Brainberry Tarts here on the 8-Bit Geek Network. You can find her over on Twitter at TXDMReed. So thank you all for tweeting about the show and sharing it with your friends and stuff. There's no greater way for us to reach new listeners than by word of mouth. So please, keep going out there and forcing your family and friends to listen to our show. We greatly appreciate it. If you like the show, please consider checking out other shows on the network, such as the 8-Bit Geek, Divas Dropkicks and Dives, and Brainberry Tarts. If you want to get involved in our 8-Bit Geek community, you can find our Discord over on our website, the8bitgeek.com. On our Discord, we've got community events, we've got fan art, we've got channels for losing weight, we've got channels for TV shows and movies and music and gaming and all this stuff, and you can meet some new friends over there. Again, you can find that link on our website, the8bitgeek.com, or you can also find a link to our Threadless store featuring a whole bunch of really awesome 8-Bit Saga shirts. So go pick one of those up and wear that around, and again, let people know that you enjoy our show. So I want to thank Graham Plowman for the use of his music and for his creating our theme. Again, I can't stress enough how his music has really changed the tone of the show and how it's greatly helped us just really kind of fit that Star Wars theme, and it's been great. If you want to help support the show, go check out our Patreon at patreon.com/8bitgeek. Last episode, I mentioned the possibility of working on a webcomic. We have started working on that. It will be a Patreon exclusive first for a limited time. So it'll be like a page will come out on Patreon, and about couple weeks later we'll release it on the website. We are working on that. It looks awesome. I'm so proud of it. Shout out to Shannon for doing some fucking sick ass art for it. I love it. It's great. Other Patreon exclusives include extended cuts of the 8-Bit Geek podcast, as well as a new show we're kind of thinking about, which is like some 8-Bit Geek cooking show. The first episode is up over on Patreon, and it's stupid and ridiculous, and I love Kev, but go check that out. For as little as $5 a month, you get some really cool content. So go check that out. You can find us on Facebook at the 8-Bit Geek. You can find us on Twitter at 8-Bit_Saga. And if you use the hashtag 8-Bit Saga, we'll name a character after you, like those I named at the beginning of this break. Let's get back to it. A little short on the second half of this. We're getting some really cool stuff, and I have the episodes kind of lined out how I want them to go. But when I get in there to edit them, it's not always how, and stuff gets cut out and things get shortened, especially like a battle. So it's just, I have an idea. I know there's some really fucking great stuff coming next episode, and I really wanted to spend time on that. So I hope you guys enjoy the rest of this episode and the goofs at the end. Thank you so much for listening. Let's get back to it. I'm gonna shut the fuck up. All right, Doug, shut up. You guys leave the stadium that you're in there on Dantooine, and he follows you to the electroacoustics ship that you guys stole, borrowed, borrowed. You guys borrowed it.
Sure.
Yeah.
They're still up
appropriated.
On your, appropriated. They're still up on the big ship playing some Dejarik with P-15. So you guys gathered together. You guys are, remember the ship was really close. It was just on the outside of that little arena-like area. Chubrub and Markinobi gave me a use the force check.
29.
28.
All right. Both of you guys, as you guys are standing there, kind of deciding what you want to do next, you guys feel a call from the force. Like, suddenly,
wing.
Feel like something is calling to you. Not wing wing, you son of a bitch.
It's weird because it's weird that he said that because I went to answer the comm.
It's more of a force wing wing.
Yeah. That sounds dirty. No, but yeah, through the force, you sense something calling out to you from a nearby cave.
Hey, I feel like, you know, I sense that something's calling from us from a nearby cave.
I feel like that cave wants us to get deep inside of it.
I want to enter the spelunking. Cave fully.
I might go in, back out a little bit, go back in, you know.
Well, once I'm in, I'm not coming out.
I mean, I just play a little bit in the shallow end, see how I like it.
Okay, you dip your toe in, baby.
We're just letting it happen. Yeah. We're just gonna let it happen.
So, are you gonna? Well, okay, so we can decide if you need to go up to the.
Take two. <Yeah. laughs>
Well, I was about to ask him if he was healing you guys, but that depends on whether or not you guys are going to the ship, I guess, or what.
If I see a strange cave, I want to go in protected. You know what I mean? You don't know. You might come out of that cave wearing something like the last cave you went into unprotected. You know what I mean?
Oh, no. I'm going raw dog, bitch.
See, that's how you get the orbitalists.
You can cut that.
If you, you go into that cave, you've gone in with everyone that's ever gone in that cave.
You're saying you're going to shave a cat hound?
What?
The raw dog.
New menu item on. It's a new hot dog. It's called the raw dog.
It's a shaved what?
Calf hound.
Cat hound.
Calf. Cat.
Oh, calf hound.
With a K.
K-A-T-H. Hound.
Is that the Got exact it. Opposite of the raw Chicago dog. Hot dog?
Special of the week.
Gross.
And then, like, an asterisk not actually served raw.
Served this product raw. Contains no.
Hey, guys, you want to tell him or you want me to tell him? You tell him.
I don't know. It sounds kind of crazy. So, like, there's a cave over there, and I think we should go.
It's calling out to us.
It wants us, like, all up in it.
So we got to go in this cave.
Cool.
You want to go?
Nope.
Why not?
Because it sounds like a force mission.
But it, you know.
Cave didn't call me.
But you could be there for emotional and physical support.
Check my messages.
Okay.
Do I have any?
No missed messages from the cave.
Okay.
She didn't call you back.
I'm going to get on my data pad and then, like, text him, come to cave now. You get up inside me.
Love Dash cave. Cave. Yeah.
Look at it. It's unintelligible.
It's in Ewokese, and you understand a little bit of it.
A little bit of it.
Wow.
It'd mean a lot if you go.
Okay.
So is that a yes?
No.
Oh.
Okay. All right, well, can you heal my ass up?
Yeah, of course.
I guess.
Also, do you have like an umbrella or something on the ship I can borrow?
An umbrella?
I need an umbrella.
What's that?
Something to keep shit from falling on my head, like those obelisks?
Just cover yourself.
Okay, how about like a really, really big like rubber suit?
I don't think we have those materials.
No. I think you're asking the wrong person.
That's the sound of my sewing machine. On it.
I think materials are the issue.
Yeah, also, you're not on you're nowhere near your stuff.
Did you get a portable one?
Portable it's a pocket sewing machine.
It's a pocket.
I got the prototype.
You did not pick that up from your dad's. You left that one on the table.
Yeah, that's the reason he and I fell out, actually, is because I wanted to make the prototype for a pocket sewing machine. He scrapped the whole thing.
We make weapons here, boy.
But, Dad.
No!
My passion is to sew. Fuck you, Pop. You big ass.
No, maybe not. Maybe that's not my backstory.
No, maybe not.
Yeah, it's like, you want to make that your back? Proud of your
all
passion?
All of a sudden. Yeah. Some of the best backstories are...
About
come into existence. Some people's past, the way they just come into existence, everything that shapes them and their character.
You're like Vision.
I mean,
Kale is Vision.
He does like to dress up. So, in
dude, we've worn more costumes.
So many costumes.
I don't even remember what my original character looked like.
I throw a med pack at Chubrub.
Okay. Oh! How much do you heal for?
I need 23 hit points.
Yeah, I need 66.
That med pack heals you for 20.
Oh, yeah. All
right. Did you heal Sawbone?
Not yet. That one's 23.
Cool. I still need more.
Are you going to the cave?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to go.
I never said I'd go.
I know you'd go.
You know I'd go.
You should go. Sure. I mean, you know, at least for the scientific, you know, like what, maybe you see something cool.
I'll get you a souvenir.
I mean, you don't have to do anything for this guy, but, you know, maybe just...
He's aware.
You know, maybe just come hang with us and, like, you can be in the back.
Let's go hang out in the cave.
Yeah, you can be in the back, in the very back, and I'll perceive everything. You know, like, that's what I do. I have a low light visor,
so I
can see in the dark really well.
It's just the little that I know of the Force called them, and it seems like something that they should go do.
But, you know, like, they help me a lot.
A lot. Yeah.
I also bought this travel pack of Pazak cards. They're smaller than normal. They're easier to carry.
Because a deck of cards is too big?
Another idea my dad threw right out the drain. I just made them myself. I cut Pizzak cards in half. That's basically it.
How much did you heal me for? 21?
23.
I need 43 more hit points.
Jesus Christ.
I got really hurt, man.
Yeah, he took a lot.
I had to second wind, and then I still took damage after I got second winded.
I'm pretty sure he got rocket launched twice.
I think he's just going to have to sleep this one off.
Yeah. We probably need to go back to the ship anyway if he's that hurt. Just, I don't have that kind of healing on me.
Yeah, that's fair.
Hey, are you okay? You're walking funny.
I'm not feeling great.
Dead leg! Two for flinching.
All right, so you guys get back onto Electroacoustic's ship. You fly back up to the big ship that is circling the planet. Takes about 30 minutes to get up there.
On the way up, hey Mark, once we get up there, can you make sure that the people who we took the ship from get their ship back and are well off and...
Yeah.
We're good.
I do like a little, you know, thing.
Well, I take care of Sawbone.
Give him a new background or something.
I mean, you don't need to do that.
You have to wipe their whole.
No, I mean, just like, you know, you want me to.
No, I want you to just give them their shit back.
I give them confidence, too.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. Please don't use mind tricks on them.
Okay. No, it's just motivational speaking.
Yeah.
Through the power of the Force.
All right.
All right. So you guys arrive on the big ship, and you guys land. Park it and get off, and PN-15 and the crew, the two Ugnaughts and the two Weequays are sitting there with PN-15, and they're playing the Star Wars chess, which is called Dejark.
Seismic came back with us.
Yeah.
And now he's staying on the ship.
Oh, if they're just right there, then I'm just going to go over. Are there? There's not keys. There's not keys. I'm going to toss them the keys. Yeah. I don't even have the keys.
Yeah.
Sawbone would. Sawbone, well, toss them the keys.
Hey guys, you can go.
Hey, wait, before you go, can I just ask a quick question?
Sure.
Can you, like, hook up our ship, like, with a whole bunch of electronics and stuff?
No.
Since we saved your life?
I think we're good.
No. Wait, you saved our life. We were fine.
I mean, endangered their lives.
You mildly inconvenienced us.
Get out. Okay, bye.
Yeah, I give them each 5,000 credits.
Oh, thank you.
And send them on their
way. How did everything go? We're not going to get a poor review on Spelp, are we?
Of course not.
Cool.
No, we all give you 5 stars.
Oh, nice. All right. Well, thanks. Bye. Nice meeting you, PN-15. You're the best droid ever. I thoroughly love your voice.
I feel like that guy's partial.
Quick question, because the audience wants to know. Did you guys give them back their uniforms? Did you change out of it before you left?
Oh, I
did. I run into
Sawbones is probably fucked up.
Yeah,
because he got hit with
destroyed.
Rockets. There was no uniform left.
Yeah. What was my name?
Jessica.
Can we do George Clooney?
No, Billy Bob Thornton. Billy Bob and Thornton, yeah. And Jessica, yeah. And then Willie Rowe.
Yeah. Yeah.
So did y'all change before you got off their ship and leave their uniforms behind?
No way.
Forgot.
No, I'm asking you right now if you did.
No, I'm saying that my character forgot. Okay. He was real comfy.
Like they saw you, so when they got to their ship, I wonder if they were like, hey, that's...
So before they get back on their ship, they're like, is that my uniform?
I just walk away.
Okay.
Yeah, Chubrub's just standing there wearing the tiny uniform, but it's just burned off and mostly just shredded, just hanging off. So it's mostly just like little pants.
The Ugnaught just like kind of...
Oh, you want this back?
I start taking my pants off and like hand it to him. It
just backs away with its hands in front of it like, no.
I use the force to just like levitate it over to him, just like set it on his head.
Takes it off and throws it on the ground. And just like... they go back on their ship. One of the other little Ugnaughts named Jessica is just looking at you in utter surprise that you managed to fit into her uniform.
I do like a little twist into it.
I make this look good.
And I walk off.
Oh, she just scampers off. And you climbs aboard her ship.
Yeah, I do.
And now they take off. So they're gone. Sawbone, you're not feeling great, so you probably need to go have surgery done, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go to the surgery room.
We're in the surgery room.
The med bay, as it may also be known.
No, I like surgery room better.
I mean, it is his ship.
Surgery room.
The place where Wutz gets healed.
What's your constitution modifier?
It's a 3.
It's a +3. The surgery heals you for 23 or 21. Right. It's constitution modifier times level.
So now you're only 20 hit points down.
You can do another 10 minutes.
You can do another 10 minutes. You can spend as much time as you need to.
Same amount.
Okay.
Okay, so
now
you're healed up.
To 93 hit points.
Nice.
Just one short.
My favorite.
Kale.
Kale's got to get...
Do you need to get healed?
Yeah.
Like surgery healed or just like normal healed?
Some topical ointment, please.
Not with that.
That's for a separate issue.
While he's performing surgery and everything and everyone's getting healed up, I got a little bored, so I started going on the internets, and I wanted to thank in advance for his kindness of, you know, joining us. Plus our friendship has been on the rocks lately, so I went and signed him up for a year supply of Top Box. It's a loot box for top hats.
Oh no. Oh, that's so good.
No.
So he gets a top hat a month. With some other cool little things in the box. It's a thank you.
Is it always a top hat, or is it sometimes like...
Oh, no. Sometimes it'll be...
Top hat accessories? Like a feather? Or a feather pin.
There'll be accessories to the hats as well.
Or a wand.
So.
Wand or a rabbit.
Yes.
Some documents.
Oh, wait. You didn't sign him up for a top hat. You signed him up for a magic box every month.
Yeah. That's actually what it is.
I made a mistake.
That's so great.
That's 45 credits a month.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Man, that's
and it'll be shipped to his apartment.
Oh, no, not on the... Oh, damn. Mm-hmm. He's going to come back to a lot of stuff. Okay. I paid for a year in advance.
Is it discounted because you bought it for a year? Because, you know, like when you buy those...
Like, surely.
That's true. Yeah, because I wanted that discount.
Okay.
Jedi ain't made of money.
All right. So instead of 45 a month, it's just... It would be...
It's just 40.
So it's 540 for a year, for a normal Earth year.
Right, yeah. 12 months or whatever. So, do 40 instead of 45 times 12.
Oh, okay. So 480. All right, we'll take that. We'll take that hit.
So healing Kale, I rolled a 23, so I healed you for 15. Mm. So
everyone's healed up.
Yeah, let's get on the Tin Sparrow and y'all can go do the thing.
Okay. Bye, PN.
Do you want anything while we're...
See ya, fellas.
PN, you want to go on an adventure?
No, I'm good. You're going to a cave. This uneven ground. I would be probably super fucked.
Fair enough.
How come you don't peer pressure him to go?
Because that doesn't work.
Plus, have you seen that coat he's wearing? That's not something you wear into a cave.
I mean, you don't have to come. You probably got things to do on the ship. It's okay.
No, we'll go.
But you just made me feel bad.
I just want to make you feel bad.
Okay.
Do you guys need to stock up on anything before you leave?
Bombs, rope, flashlights, things like that.
You're good?
Taking my rave glow-in-the-dark sticks.
Yeah, going into a cave, sure.
And a strobe light.
Oh my god.
Yeah, Chubrup has a seizure because he's never experienced one of those. No.
We didn't know he had epilepsy.
My sweet boy, I've forsaken my child. I've forsaken my boy.
What's the light? Oh.
Terrible. Also getting cut.
So, is the area like plains in front of the cave big enough for us to take the Tin Sparrow down
yep.
to?
Yeah.
All right. And let's do that.
You guys fly down in the Tin Sparrow. You guys kind of fly back towards the Kunda Plains. You guys fly back down there.
That's right.
And once again, as you guys get near, the two of you sense the Force again calling to you. And you are able to guide Sawbone where the cave is. As you get closer to it, it gets stronger. And you guys can...
Take a left. No, a right. Take a left.
Which?
And a right. Go level it out.
Can you guys stop
Strang
him?
It,
I'm
left,
trying to
left,
read the
right.
Map.
Go down a little
You're
bit.
Be in a side seat pilot going, right now.
What?
What?
It's the force it. Don't let up. Go right there.
Can I roll to aid his pilot? Because that's so dangerous.
Well, it's crazy because like you think like he's telling you to like avoid things, but this is Dantooine. It's just planes.
Do I need to roll to pilot this ship?
No. Okay. I'm gonna let it happen because again, there's you're not doing anything.
Do a barrel roll.
I
unless you want to do some sick stunts.
I
then
literally
yes.
was just gonna be like, I on my way down did 3 barrel rolls.
Then I'm gonna make you do a check. If you're just flying the ship like you
Let's
would
it.
Normally
Good
fly the ship,
baby. Let's do it. There's no trees to hit. Why not take
but there's the ground.
Did you tell us all that you were going to do that so that we could put our seatbelts on?
Like we're all just
I hope you were already strapped in.
Not,
hold my beer.
Not usually. Not when we're just going to like chill to the ground.
22 to 8.
I rolled a 22.
And you rolled a 22?
Yeah.
So that's what, 2 or whatever to that?
So 24.
Do a barrel roll.
You do a barrel roll.
Fuck yeah.
Just one.
Oh. Just one? All right.
All right, so you guys land the ship. You can see, if you look at the map, essentially the area that's right in front of Kale and Willie. That's like the plains, and it kind of goes up into kind of like a cliffside. It's not very tall, but you can see the mouth of a cave there. And you guys park the ship, not a ways away, but away enough that it will fit within like the way that it kind of circles out the cliffside. So you guys park in there. And you guys get off the ship. You guys give me some perception checks.
25.
16.
26.
All right.
31.
21.
Okay. So those that got a 25 and higher.
Oh, fuck.
Nice. You guys see at the mouth of the cave, there are 3 calf hounds. 2 are lying there, and one's kind of like watching the ship because it just landed near them. So these 3 Wookiees are going to be the 3 calf hounds.
I'll walk up to one. I say, oh, no, hell no. What up, dog?
So you see those 3 calf hounds.
I take out some jerky.
Nah, more like roll initiative.
Yeah.
Oh. I thought we could talk to these guys.
Mother these fricker.
Catheter dudes.
To be continued, next time on 8-Bit Saga Presents Shadow of the Old Republic.
No.
Are there any chairs?
Yes.
Yes. Are there ladders?
Plus 12.
Are there any ladders?
Plus 12? 12. He just 12. Pulls a ladder.
We brought one.
We brought one
on from the ship.
Ladders and chair mats.
All right, well, that detonator stand on the floor. I'm going to go get me a ladder.
It just sets up the ladder, and he's like, guys, I set up the ladder.
I'm going to go get the championship.
I'm still doing my intro.
That's true.
He is just dancing around. You gotta hump the thing.
Where do you want number 2?
In the toilet, I hope.
Number
or can I?
You made me do it. I was exhaling. I was literally gonna go in the toilet.
Well, you didn't say it.
I don't know where a good place is for him.
No.
Do I get to notice her? Do I?
He told you.
Everybody
where
told you.
Like very specifically, he told
yeah,
me.
Yeah. So you exactly go. You pull out a compass. You go. Southwest.
Southwest. Okay.
15 feet up.
Any counts 15 steps?
And then you dig up a treasure.
That's so freaking specific.
And skeletons pop out.
Yeah.
A long turn.
Key, everything. All right.
Yeah, so you see her. Yeah. After she's been pointed out, you look right at her. So the guy who just got shot in the back of the head. Or front of the head?
Like the side of the head.
Side of the head?
Side
of his face is gone?
Yeah, kind of part of the face.
I have to imagine he's going to take a negative.
Yeah.
Oh, he got moved down on the concussion track.
Well,
got a 22 life science. So concussion.
His pupils aren't responding properly to light, so possibly.
Okay, cool. I don't have time to diagnose that.
You just looked at him.
Oh, that dude's looking
real
weird.
Real quick, I was like, all right, no.
Because a mind trick, you can only tell them to do something that they might naturally do.
Yeah.
Like shave their chest.
Like give all $11 million that I have to Jer.
Yeah, you yourself don't really know what money's about. You don't really care about it. So you would have done something like that. You're weird and impulsive, so yeah, you would shave yourself.
You're weird and impulsive.
Sometimes. I won't deny it.
I've always wanted a beard. But can't grow one.
I've always been curious about Ewok nipples. Win, win, win.
Win, win, win. And that's only the two that you could see.
Oh.
God. I pull out my data pad. More than two.
So, Caleb, your turn has taken like 10 minutes. What are you doing?
I guess we dart. We ditch.
Sabo.
Is he gonna yell traitor as he charges me?
No, he doesn't fucking know you.
What do you trade?
Traitor of goods and services.
Traitor Bob.
Barter with me. Khajiit has all sorts of wares.
All sorts of wares. No, he's a human.
Carl has all sorts of wares.
9 minus 52.
Nope. Got it. That's not how that works. 52 minus 9.
Finally, my turn?
No. It's the other way.
Okay. Don't be the negatives.
Yeah, that's how I live my life.
You're dead.
I'm dead. RB? Press F.
Cut you with a lightsaber.
Land on this!
I gotcha!
That was the second roll.
Wow.
Was that a lot of sixes?
That's a lot of
high
numbers.
No, it's 3 fives and a six.
Hey, Willie, we have someone to add to the payroll.
Okay.
Okay. I'm almost back to the ship.
I'm getting a shawarma. What are you guys doing?
I'm getting a shawarma. You just get negatives from attacking prone.
No, this is my first time playing D&D. I'm sorry.
I've been playing it for over a year.
God yeah, damn. You should. At what point do you not read the rules? What?
I don't know. There's a million of them.
Does she have martial arts?
That's like
you said one?
Part of core combat. You could have at least read that.
I don't core
no,
combat.
No, we never fuck with
you.
I don't fuck with you.
Stupid, I ain't fucking with you.
Is she unarmed?
All right. She's so.
Four or five, which is crazy.
No.
Just kidding.
I mean, she might be like 5'4". I don't know how tall is... Linz, when you hear this, respond, how tall are you?
Notice us, senpai.
But also do it in a way that,
that we will know
us Americans will understand.
Oh.
Also
just do the conversion,
the
please.
Yeah.
Do the conversion for us. We're lazy.
I'm 13 hands high.
I'm 13. She's a giant.
Yeah.
13 hands.
Yeah. Everyone from the UK is a giant.
Is a giant. Didn't you know?
Didn't you read the core rule book?
Everybody reads the core rule book.
What? So now I can't get angry about people not knowing the goddamn rules? I quit.
Sorry for questioning you.
No, it's good. Just don't do that shit in the future, my dude.
But I want to know the game better. I have to question you.
You're supposed
don't
to teach me.
You're supposed to be teaching all of us.
Don't ask no questions.
Don't tell no okay. lies.
Don't tell no lies.
The boys are in the bathroom doing up their plies.
Can't give it.
That's a nat 28.
That's a nat 28. Hold on. Are you rolling a D30 over there? What's going on?
Just reading the core rule books. That's all.
Keep it up. Keep it up. Hey, yeah, yeah. Keep on laughing, funny man.
I'll give you knee massage.
I'll give you knee massage.
I kept thinking you would have burned the core rule books, but.
You really wanted to inflict some damage, didn't you?
Yeah. I had a lot of fun with making that dude specifically. So, honestly, if y'all keep him around as like a hired gun, that would be dope for me.
He seems useful.
I shoot him in the back of the head.
He's on your side.
Coup de grace.
Coup de grace.
It actually misses.
What?
She has partial concealment.
I rolled an 18, and that doesn't infect... That doesn't affect me.
That does affect you.
Doesn't Deadeye give you the ability to ignore not partial Deadeye, consuming? But there's a feat.
Do you have something that get the
keen shot ignores concealment?
I thought that's what led you shoot into precise shot.
Precise shot.
That allows you to shoot into
I
have
keen
melee
shot and precise shot. Precise shot shooting the melee.
Okay, so but keen shot.
One of them
allows
ignore,
you to,
one of them ignores concealment, like and one of them allows you to shoot into melee.
Sounds fake, but okay.
Keen scent, keen shot, no penalty versus opponents in concealment, except total concealment.
Okay. I was about to look it up. All right, so it's a hit. Hey, don't give me that look.
Don't you read the core rulebook, Brennan?
Yeah. I don't think Keen is. I don't think that one's in the core rule book. I think that's a.
That's actually fair. I don't think it is either.
Yeah, I think that's in an additional rule book.
Let me see.
Yeah, it keep is. It up, guys. Keep it up. Oh, I'm not just gonna maim y'all. Y'all are gonna have to re-roll characters. So, I'm a vengeful DM. Yeah, I guess so. You more, yeah. You fucking watch it.
You're on
it. I'm gonna take multiple limbs, and you're gonna be getting a big cumulative negative to use the force.
You're on a Sith.
So
hey, that was 42 damage.
42 damage. Yeah, you kill her.
Yeah,
she's dead.
She's running. You get her in your sights.
As
you,
I get ready to do it, I just want to be like, yeah, who's the bitch now?
All right,
still you, but okay.
Oh.
Can I join this shit list? Damn. Keen shot is. Page 49 of the original core rulebook.
Burr, 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 burr.
I'm on the shit list. That's fine. Take my hand.
Yeah, because y'all are all really good players.
Oh, wow. Wow. Someone's
Brendan Fraser.
What? You
wait,
don't want it?
Wait, someone just say
bring
Brendan
it.
Fraser died?
Yeah, you don't want it? Bring
what?
It.
What?
So I think you do a great job. There's no, I was just letting you.
You can suck a dick.
Whoa.
You can suck a dick, and you can suck a dick, and you can suck a dick.
Here.
You're okay, Ross.
I
like you, Doug.
I rolled a
dick. The rest of y'all can get fucked.
All I did was tell you is I had precise shot and king shot. It wasn't.
And I didn't know you had those.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
sorry,
you guys just
fine.
You just want to you just want
to don't take it
put
out
icing on the cake and
don't be a bitch and I won't.
Rocket man.
I'm sorry.
Watch it. Watch it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. You should be.
Okay.
Watch it.
All
right. You don't want
right.
none.
I don't want.
You don't none. Want none.
I don't.
Oh. Whoa.
Yeah. So.
Roll it.
Roll
it.
Trying to anger
so,
anyone here.
So.
Okay.
Hey, it's almost 6:30.
Blaze it. And there's the first outtake at the end of this episode.
Here we go. It's
6:30.
I blazed it real good.
We know.
Tastes right. Like blueberry.
So.
Schnozberries taste like schnozberries.
So. And so.
And so.
What if I find something that I could sell? You know, like, I don't have all the money you do. In fact, can I? Hey,
you
can
have
I get
an amount
money?
Of money,
listen,
and you're on a pretty big hunt
Willie,
for the
I,
money.
Can I get some money?
No. Is that registered?
Oh, my God.
obviously could see him like in front of a group of people, and he just waves his hand.
You guys are great.
You guys are.
You feel wonderful.
Hey, let's not. No, no. Let's turn the hand
too,
down.
Too much of an angle.
Hey, guys.
Have you guys seen Kyle? He's about that tall.
Hail and well met.
Hail and well met.
Unless.
Never mind.
And they all laughed. One star.
The views expressed in this podcast do not necessarily reflect the views of A Big Geek Network.
So he's doing surgery.
I walk in and I go over to the mini fridge and I open it up. I take a surge and I leave. They have surge back then.
Well, if they have surge, they have my favorite my orange drink called. damn it!
Orange drink called. I don't know.
Not a Tang.
Tang.
Get the fuck out right now.
Space Tang.
Yes. Space Tang.
Good, that is it. That is a throwback.
That never made it into any episode. Yeah, yeah. And it won't make it into this one either.
Real deep cut.
Space Tang?
He can't edit it out of our mind.
He can't delete my Twitter feed.
I can't take your legs and arms.
That's true.
No.
I'll replace them with Tang cans.
Oh my gosh.
Ding,
and
ding,
he'll be
ding,
even
ding,
more
ding,
useless
ding.
Than
oh my
normal.
God, he's more Tang than man.
If only you had that magic kit.
I bought you such nice things. Bought you a fucking food truck.
Wait, you bought that?
That wasn't in character.
Reveal!
It's hard to tell when your voices are the same.
Yeah.
I'll change my normal voice.
Okay.
I mean, I bought you a food truck. Wow, we finally have a voice to put with the face.
I'll do the same because obviously mine probably sounds the same too. Then you don't have to come.
I'm going to do a different one too.
Okay.
Nice.
Can we go now?
Jesus. I was not prepared for that.
Jug's face, he just looks so great.
Nice. Nice.
Where did that come from?
I don't know.
I'm just ready to get
this
on
whole this. Conversation's happening. It's almost just in a corner.
Have you been there the whole time?
Yeah, just...
Yeah, I've been, you haven't noticed me eating?
Oh, man.
Okay. I'm ignoring Ed right now.
Nice.
he's gonna say that. He's going to cut that, and he's going to save that. And then insert that in wherever he can, I'm sure.
What?
Nice.
I kind of just want that for a text message. No,
only when head text.
Nice.
All right.
Yeah, I'm gonna charge doing? With my lightsaber drawn.
Okay.
I'll stand behind everyone else.
Oh, all we're right. Switching roles. Okay. B, you about ready?
Oh, I am ready.
All right.
That's a 32 to battle strike.
That's a.
No, I don't make any rules.
That's a 24 to yell at that's, the dogs. Get away.
That's a 9 to
that's
force
not how
trust.
He would yell.
Oh,
that's, your
you're not very good at being a dog.
Oh yeah, damn it! That's what it is.
None of those things work on unintelligent beasts. Which is why I haven't tried them on you.
I go over and pet it.
Ayo.
I'm going to believe that was for the character, not to me.
Well, Ross doesn't have those abilities, so.
Okay, fair enough. He is dumb, so.
Truth.
But in a loving way.